Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a Gold Coast mother has been granted bail after her murder trial involving her son's death has been postponed due to new evidence. Marie Mavis Crabtree is alleged to have given her 26-year-old son, Jonathan, a poisoned fruit smoothie with fatal prescription drugs. The new evidence cited by the judge presiding over the case includes questions surrounding the strength of the prosecution's case and the reliability of their key witness, the victim's sister. The Queensland Police Union has criticised Queensland's actions and solutions surrounding youth crime, claiming that judges are out of touch with the average Queenslander. He called for new solutions like ankle bracelets and deportation to be considered more seriously and to prioritise the rights of the victim more than the offender. His comment is in regards to factors like media coverage, with the magistrate blocking reporters in the case of the Red Bank fatal stabbing, claiming that it could be prejudicial to the teenage boy charged. In national news, Australian open water swimmer athlete Chelsea Gubecka has claimed another medal for Australia, winning the silver medal in the World Aquatics Championships in one of Qatar's ports. Chelsea is the first Australian athlete to be selected for the Paris Olympics, where she and her fellow competitors will swim in the Son. The image of a Victorian woman has been released after her disappearance 5 days ago after going for her usual run. Emergency crews will continue to search through Ballarat's Canadian Forest area for Samantha Murphy, with rising concerns over her out-of-character disappearance and high temperatures. Police authorities urge local residents to review their CCTV footage and keep an eye out for Samantha. In international news, an Indian model has received both criticism and praise over her Instagram stunt, where she faked her death to raise awareness for cervical cancer. According to the World Health Organization statistics, 21% of the world's cervical cancer cases come from India. Experts say that this high figure may be contributed to a lack of discussion around cervical cancer due to its relation with sexual activity. Although the stunt prompted many women to book in their own medical assessments, some cancer professionals have disapproved of the incident, stating actions like this may actually erode trust in the media. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a high chance of showers. It's currently 29 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 14, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back at tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
In the depths of Fortitude Valley, the team behind